Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumbi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chumbi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chumbi. It's Friday, the 13th of March, 2026. It's a time of the evening that we look at business affairs. We look at what's happening in the world. We look at the way we do business. And today, we will definitely speak about at home. We'll definitely speak about supporting domestic businesses and also supporting your friends' businesses. What is that that we do best to promote our friends' business and also the businesses of people that we know? Do we give the same vibe to people that are very closer to us, especially when they're hustling, the same way we give to well-established corporations that we do not know? And what is our view toward promotion of businesses of our friends, our colleagues, our relatives, and indeed people that we know? Because there is always an aspect to say the best thing to do is to uplift people who are around you. And when you manage to uplift people who are around you, that is the only way that you can call yourself you have succeeded. The greatest failure is somebody who have acquired wealth and property and standing on himself, because you are about to fall if you have acquired properties and wealth without uplifting your friends. Because if you do not uplift people who are around you, you create the silent enemies, and the time will come, and they will definitely come where you will go down. Definitely, that's why you see some people, they climb the ladder, then they fall like they have never climbed before, and they fall so hard. That is why today we are going to speak from that, and also from the perspective of not really about doing what we say, but about genuine support to the businesses or the people that we know. So before we go to the conversation for today, it's important to look at what is happening in the affairs of global relations, to say war is intensifying, where diplomatic channels are being implemented, particularly to initiate the talking between the US and indeed Iran, Israel, to make sure that war should come to an end. Because when you see, like, both sides, either is in Iran, either is in Israel, people are going under, you know, under fire. And people are in bunkers. Even the leaders who are saying, let's go and fight, they are in bunkers. And it's not a good thing for the future. It's not a good thing for environment. It was not good for crime. We have seen the president of Turkey has condemned directly Israel and the U.S., and indicated that no, Netanyahu is, he called Netanyahu a name that I don't even want to present on air. But the content of the matter is that when are we going to see the end of this? And it stated that the U.S. military announced the rescue effort after its fueling aircraft crash in Iraq. Is to say, using the airspace of Iraq, one of its airplane crashed, or involving an accident. And you see various views. Iraqi militia is saying they have shot it down, but the fact of the matter is that it has crashed, and there is no evidence presented particularly to what happened to the crew members. Because when you are carrying an airplane which is carrying fuel and it was shot or it fell, the possibility for you to survive, it depends in the hands of God. But we have to see what will happen moving forward. And to say there is no good news coming from war. There is no good news coming from fighting. But looking at the current context of Namibia, the main conversation on the table is about electricity. To say what is a better way, what is the best way to find out that, you know, Namibia improve electricity supply and also quality, sustainable electricity production. And you have listened to the chief operation officer, especially from Kulani, where she was speaking about the necessity of collaboration to say what happened when institutions, when countries, they collaborate with each other, particularly on the policy ground. Because it's the high time now that we expand with practical implementation of policies, especially when we are speaking about development, when we are speaking about industrialization. Because there is one thing that was stated yesterday at ECB to say continuation of doing the same thing over and over and we are not getting the result, then we are not moving, especially at the launch of integrated strategic business plan of ECB, to say we must do things differently, especially when we want to put down, when you want to decrease the price of electricity. Do you know, have you ever got this records to say Namibia has the most expensive electricity in SADC region? At the same time, Namibia depends between 40-60% of import of electricity. And the same country that we have highest inequality in Southern Africa, second to South Africa, and many other challenges. But it's also the same country that we have ambitious plan of NDP6, ambition plans of Vision 2030 to industrialize by 2030, to create 500,000 jobs by 2030. And to develop by 2030. But one must be a bit provocative to say, how do you develop by 2030 when your economy is growing below 3%, 3%, 3%? It's not 3.1, it's 3. When your economy grows below 3%, when majority of your educated young people are in the street, when the public sector is bloated, when parliament is stuck in making the laws, when petroleum bill is not yet debated, is not yet finalized, but you still have people who are already drilling, who are already busy about to get the first oil, while we are busy with policies. We're in a country where we have ambitions, but we are not able to practically participate freely in an economic development. Let us thank the Minister of Finance. Particularly, one thing I'm already celebrating, and I want it to continue, is giving people entry-level skills. And when you are giving people entry-level skills, these come in the name of internship, which is really happening. And my question is that, what have we been waiting for, Mwene Tumbo, so that we can give these people internship? Because now, if you look at the graduate program, you get so surprised. We only used to see this thing in South Africa and in the banking sector, but everywhere now you go, you get graduate programs. And most of these interns are doing brilliant jobs. And that is really something that we can appreciate. But is it sustainable? Is it being tracked? Do we have data? The other time, Feni Tuchavi asked for, a report of youth fund, which is really a good thing to say. You give these people money. Who did you give money? And what are they doing? Are they subcontractors? If they are subcontractors, what are they doing? And if they have done well, what are they reproducing? Where are those jobs that they said they were going to create? Are they still in the pipeline? What is the accountability measures, particularly when it comes to money? Because economists have agreed to say, putting more money to a problem does not solve problems. You need to have a plan. It's the same with our education. Could our literacy rate go up? We are very thankful. We are educated. But is education having quality? Is it content-based? Is it answering to the needs? Why are we educated on the first place? Are we educated to make sure that we educate more people so that we can partake in industries to come. Have you read the Deloitte report on skills when it comes to oil and gas? Then you understand that we still have a long way to go. You understand that we still have a long way to go, but that should not end in vain. The question, especially what we are going to ask today, is a question of practical implementation and also the support that we give to our people. How do we support other people that we already know? Because when you speak about business and economic segment, this is not only a platform to speak about sophisticated critical issues, but it's a platform to come on the ground. I want you as an adult, as a young person, as somebody who has been around, how many times have you promoted a business of somebody that you know? You have your auntie, you have your grandmother who is selling Komagongo. Have you ever taken opportunity, take a picture and share that on social media platform in your circle? You have your friend who is not employed but has maybe managed to work at a certain farm and is being able to produce crops that he's able to sell. But have you ever tried to take a picture and sell, to refer, just to give a reference? You find out that in our break community, when somebody starts a very small business, we all start talking and asking these questions and all these things to say, is he going to succeed? But what are we doing? And if today we are not coming up with a critical self-assessment of saying, how many times have we undermined the business of people that we know? We get it. You go to catch a taxi. You go to Yago. You go to a hike, to wherever you are going, but you are negotiating about the price. But have you seen a person, just for example's sake, have you seen a person negotiating with Pick and Pay? Just to negotiate, to say, no, I need this bread, but I only have $5. I only have $10. It's $15. Have you ever seen a person negotiating with established businesses? It's not only about international companies. Even you ever seen a person negotiating with an airline, Qatar airline, to say, no, instead of paying this ticket for $3,500, I only have $3,000. Why is there then no negotiation in well-established businesses, but when it's coming to domestic businesses, we are negotiating? Just look at this thing this way. How many times and to what extent do you owe smaller businesses? And to what extent do you owe established businesses? And operating, understanding what is happening in the informal sector, you'll really be shocked to see that the smaller business operators, they find it very difficult to balance, especially between keeping a client and also maintaining a stock. A lot of people who are selling, a lot of people who are doing business in an informal sector, even smaller, well-established SME, they find it very difficult to grow to a next level. Because you know why? Because we are the delay of these businesses. Give an example of your friend. You know your friend has a restaurant, a bar. You know it's your friend. You can just come, no, give me 20 Heineken today, give me 2 Gasolite. I will pay 50%. The other one, I will bring them. But after that, you can just come and continue buying. But because a person is your friend, does not want to lose you.
Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt.
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard, and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily, with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
Because a person is your friend, does not want to lose you. He will either keep you and lose business and we all become poor. But just take a time and say, in the next 2 months, I'm going to support the businesses of my friends. I'm not going to negotiate with my friends. I'm going to make sure that this is a priority. Pay full amount and respect them too, because that is their means of survival. You know, there was a situation where I have seen, you know, you learn a lot of interesting stories, especially when you are interacting with the vendors, people who are selling in the street. When you interact with them, then they start indicating to you that how many people they have assisted. And some of these people that are assisted is us in the private sector, is us in the public sector. Who are working, and somebody would say, no, I gave a certain person 1,000. So 1,000 from this selling of fish and fat cake and this small business. Yeah, I give a person 1,000, but it's not bringing my money. I need the stock. But really, you are asking yourself to say, who cares us as Africans? Who really cares us? Why are we not supporting our businesses? Why are we not uplifting others? Because really sometimes we can say whatever we can say, but what I can tell you is that, I'm going to be honest, there is a point of NDP 6 creation of 500,000 jobs. I have to tell you that that 500,000 jobs, majority of those jobs are created through conducive environment. If there is a thing to say, reliable, acceptable, and accommodative policies. But the dominant factor in the Namibian economy is the informal sector. The dominant sector in the Namibian economy is the low class trying to move to the upper class or trying to move to the middle class. That is the proletariat of this country. And the proletariat of these countries are faced with challenges. Not only challenges from their clients, but challenges from their fellow proletarians who say, we are already poor. But why should I not pay my friend because I know him or her in full amount? You see, somebody went, okay, two ladies went to school. One became a nurse, the other one became a hairdresser. The one who became a hairdresser is a hustler. And the one who became a nurse has granted amount of money. But when this one always want to come and plait her hair, she has to come to the friend so that the friend can plait her hair. But you also be shocked to realize that not even a show of appreciation, this lady will be able to pay her friend a full amount, knowing exactly that her fund, her kids, herself, her rent, her money of food and everything depends on what this person is paying. The same thing. When you look on social media, you find the ladies fighting. You know, this one went with my eyelashes? Or how do they call it? Eyelashes and, you know, nails, but did not pay or just pay, you know, small amount. You see this thing continue happening. Then one thing that you always bring about is that Namibian domestic business domestic operations is sabotaged by the fellow Namibians who want to negotiate. Why do you think people like selling to foreigners, particularly our good friends from Europe? When they come here, they understand the concept of business to say, even if a person is in the street, business is business. They pay high amount. They pay tips. And shockingly, and I think it's an unconscious thing of doing, when was the last time that you give a tip to somebody who serve you in an informal sector? When was the last time that you give a tip to somebody who you went to Singakota to buy kapana? When was the last time that you give a tip? But every day you are in a hotel, every day you go to the fancy restaurant in town, you give a tip like somebody have indicated if you don't give, you are not going to walk out of this. Is it something that we do unconsciously or just because we are at the environment? Because Those guys, they need more tips than the way you give. Because they're always saying tip is 10% of the meal that you get. Depends on whether you have money or don't have money. And it's also not by force. But when you are in 2026, we are in March, the question that we should ask ourselves is that when are we going to respect businesses of others? When are we going to stop these negotiations? When are we going to stop this thing on dinner bring up? When are we bring up in gape? Give the person money the way you respect well-established businesses. You want service? Give the person money. You want item? Pay in full. Why the informal sector, which contribute 26% to the GDP, continue to suffer? Because the same people who are benefiting from the sector are the same people who are destroying the sector. Do you know that without the informal sector, things are going down? Nobody is going to get anything. And if you want to understand the power of the informal sector, look at when the oil price is going to increase, which I don't want it to increase. When the taxi driver is saying we are going to end $5 to this price, when they say that, you are going to comply. Why do you think you are going to comply? You are going to comply because these are the guys who hold the economy of this country. You can argue to say we can use other alternative form of form of transportation, but they are holding the majority of the transportation in Namibia. They are your bosses. They are the one who are paying more to tax directly or indirectly. You may think, no, it's just a taxi driver. Those are the employers because they are the main actor in economic development. People that we respect so much, and we should continue to respect them, particularly running in big institutions. These are the guys who are running away with our money. Tax invasion. Look at the recent report in the mining sector to say many gold mines in Namibia did not pay tax well as it was supposed to be paid. If we already have that loopholes, we should continue asking ourselves, what is that we need to do better to respect, protect, and indeed support the local businesses? Dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We are speaking about local businesses. We are speaking about the backbone of the Namibian economy. We are speaking about the economy that has been there. We are speaking about people that have suffered so much because an informal business operator, a domestic operator, have suffered so much, either it's from authority, unconducive laws. And we should continue speaking and defending these people to say how many people have suffered. You know, there is always a silent suffering, especially to the clients, when a vendor is moved from a station due to rearrangement of the authority within the certain local authority. When a vendor is chased, when Omatara is removed to another places, when a vendor is removed from a CBD, when a vendor is mistreated, it's not only the vendor, it's the people who depend on that vendor. The person is already suffering from clients not paying his full amount. You know, and you'll be shocked. Look at, there was a situation where there was a lady working in a financial sector. And after lunch, this person have to come and come to the certain stand and eat and drink. And later on, something realized to say, no, this lady owed almost 1K to this, but is working at a financial institution. I don't blame the person. I'm not blaming the situation. I'm trying to understand the relationship between these two people to say we need each other. Whether it's a former and informal business need former businesses. Domestic businesses need international businesses. But if there is constant business operation, why can't it be followed? And there's also the other thing. And I want to speak it later on, especially the behaviors of domestic businesses too, or the behaviors of the businesses of our friends too. Because it's not only about from me as a supporter, as another marketer of that friend's business, but it's also for me to understand that it should also be cutting across both ways, to say, if I have to do it, what is that they also expect from it? Do they also have quality? Do they have also quality supplies of products? Do they treat customer well too? Those are the things that we need to look into. So, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And you can also sit down and think to say, when was the last time that you destroyed somebody's business by not paying full amount? You destroyed somebody's business by negotiating. And this thing must really stop, to say, I know the guy is my friend. But business is business. And how many partners destroy the businesses of their partners? You know, you find people are in love, but just because baby daddy did not buy enough food at home, you cannot just come and take all the beers from the bar. You cannot just come and take all the money for the stock. That is not only betrayal, it's destruction and should be stopped now. Because if your love partner is already struggling to sell items, and just because you love a person, you use that love as a tool to either enrich yourself or as a tool to gain excuse of getting a certain product without paying. You know, white people are very clear. They may be sleeping at the same bed, but they are saying, baby, you owe me. You owe the business, not me. I mean, you owe the business. You can even owe the family business. Because if you don't pay that, the family business is not going to operate. So now we understand each other, but you still need to pay me. Not in the form of gifts, but you need to go to the books and pay. But people are very clear, and that is something that you cannot take from them. They can be lovey-dovey, but when it comes to business, they know. That's why in Namibia, it's almost impossible. But it also happened. Lovebirds in business, unless those people are really civilized and understand the boundaries. But if the madam owns a restaurant, papa is always full and happy. When papa owns the bar, madam is always happy and consume without even understanding that there is a stock which need to be taken. That's why in this aspect we really need to look at that content. We really need to find a way, especially in promoting businesses, especially in promoting our colleagues, promoting our business partners, and also find a way on improving, you know, the financial flow. Because without improvement in the financial flow, we will never get anywhere. We will never, get out of this poverty. We will never get out of this inequality. Because you know what? Some of the problems that we are going through, it's not really the government. It's ourselves. It's a self-sabotage mechanism. When you say you know a friend and you're not going to pay a full amount, no, he owns a car wash, I can just go and bath my car and wash my car. You may escape that. You think you are saving, but you are destroying at the same time, because that guy still have to pay more amount of money into that bill of water.
Egameno joma uyerele koko marungura, kalishi ashike upsa kathi wapa uteknika, oliriwa omkundu wapa shigwana, upsa kathi wapaliko, no hashivuro oku ya moshipara, uhupiro uongeshefa. Washini momtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvomao vigajo miongo mbalinaka mano, iikondo epangero mahangano wapa umwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu ithanwa, muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburu wa metete. tekero. Esi kwa mirongo mbali na gari, si gombali na ganega apiriri, mawavi gari mirongo mbali na hamano, ekaroko Arembush Travel Lodge, Movenduka. Oshi parashi kundathanwa okuanja gane kuyerele kombinga uko shoki wopa ungomba, ano saiba hejin, kene una okuironge kithira omashongo uko marungura, no marongo kekopopeko jerongitho jo marungura na irwe inji. Koneka, omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo, mbokata mkatu ma akaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano, otamukapewa ompito yo mtugumwe awedhwa po. Hasho ashikeshoka, pethimbo jo mtumba ogo tungoka, otakukakarao VIP Cyber Gala Dinner, nuyere lounji wa maisha angitho no mapura apuro, watatha na nayo, konoraje tatu imwe, onda tu ya tano, omgoiheali. Nenge ko email, info@dstech.com.na. Nenge, utarele pwe panja jao jopa ungomba, ko www.dstech.com.na. Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition, Securing Namibia Digital Future.
That guy still have to pay more amount of money into that bill of water. And when he's no more operational, he will not tell you that he's not operating because friends destroyed the business. We just say business failed. But in most cases, it's friendship and business that we don't, respect and we don't, count. That is why today we are not only saying you should stop, it should never happen again. That we don't differentiate just because my father owns a business, I cannot just go and take everything. Just because my sister is selling items, I cannot go and take them, because that is poor thinking, that is self-destruction, is sabotaging, and is bad news. So I think having said that, having that content of understanding, if we understand it from the customer point of view, from the friendship point of view, from the partner's point of view, then we can be able to move to the next stage. Then the next stage is also the treatment of service to those that we know. The treatment between a guest and a client. And finding better ways of, improving the status quo. Because without that improvement, I think we may preach, we may speak about things are going to be great. But they are going to be great only if we understand those boundaries. And a lot of you can relate with me that love make the heart soft to that extent that you don't want to offend people. Just because a person is my friend doesn't mean that she or he has the right to destroy my business. There was a certain guy who was friendly enough to that extent that every beautiful lady, she started taking her for free to the destination. Then by the end of the month, the boss did not fire him. He just indicated to say, sometimes your good heart will be the dinger, would ding your grave. Your good heart would ding your grave because you forgot that when ladies are smiling with you in a taxi, they need to be taken for free. You are doing business. We don't need to care how beautiful, how good looking, although it's part of nature. But can you really take a lady to a destination just because she's beautiful? You are beautiful, but this is business. Pay my money, we'll compliment you later. And then you focus on building the domestic economic. So stay tuned, because we are here until the hour of 1900 hours. Yeah, we are continuing with the business and economic segment with me, David Shombe, especially when we are speaking about the supporting of domestic market, supporting of domestic businesses. And we also need to look at what is the main contribution factor, or the main contribution factor to the failure of smaller businesses. It can be friendship, partners, and people that you know. That's why there is always a saying that don't do business with families, because family will be the end of your business, which is actually is a contestable statement, because you find people who do business with family and they are doing very well. But my observation is that is the understanding of people also to see that if there is a business person in the family, this person should be the bank, the savior of everybody. There is even a business person. There is even somebody who has a business. There is even a hustler there who has two tuck shops. But what we are failing to understand is that the fact that we are already saying that we are not concerned with either this person is failing or not or is upgrading. We are not even willing to volunteer and work for that person. Who am I to work in my uncle's business? Who am I to work with in my brother's business? How can my brother employ me? Such things are the one that are putting us down, because we only look at those business people when we need assistance, and that will be the end of it, especially if we also end up negotiating to say, hey, bring the product, this is my father's business. Bring the product, this is my mother's business. Bring the product, this is my brother's business. But that will be the end of domestic business. But if we come to the point of learning from the Jews, you know, there is something that you cannot take away from the Jews. I'm not supporting what they do, particularly Israel now. But one thing that they did well, ask yourself this question. Why do you think the Jews have so much influence in the American politics? Why do you think in the trend of history, and I have to get it, when you look at the history of top five political leaders, there is always somebody who has a Jew background. Why do you think they are political elites in the U.S. politics? Why do you think Netanyahu, from a very small country with not even 10 million population of Israel, can influence a superpower such as the U.S. to go and fight a war that is far from the U.S.? Because they have control. But before that control, one thing that you can learn from the Jews is that apart from that which is not good, one thing that you can learn is that they respect family business, they respect culture, they support each other, they control banks. And wherever they go, even if they are immigrants, they become successful because they respect that with the Jews, they are long-term thinkers, and they are in that context of you know, supporting their family business. Look at our pub givers. Just look how it came about. Go to South Africa and understand how they are not only infiltrating the system legally, but they support each other. They do banking together, do financing together. When I grow up, I just lied into a house which was already well-tamed. Not like I'm going to tame a different horse. That's why they are so powerful in the world. They have influence, but the foundation of the success of the Jews is that they are very good with business. But the business is starting at home. You can go and work somewhere, but you still come at home and contribute to that business operation. They are everywhere. They're in banking, financial services, shoemaking, restaurants. And that is what we should learn. But now, when we spoke about supporting of our domestic businesses and also supporting of our friends' business and our family business, let us also look at the treatment and the operation of the business, especially from people that we know. Just because I'm your friend does not mean that you should not give me quality service. Because sometimes we need to look at it from both perspectives too. Just because a person is your girlfriend, it does not mean that you should give her substandard quality of business, quality of services. Or you are going to give the last product to that person just because you know the person. And that is the death of our domestic businesses, particularly the smaller businesses. Just because the person is your husband and you are selling cabana, he's going to eat the last unwanted leftovers. It's not correct. Treat a client on a client ground. Respect everybody, even if the person is your friend. When my girlfriend comes to my business, she's a girlfriend. When my wife comes to my business, she must be my wife, but she must understand that she's standing on the other side of a client. It's a time to make money. You find a guy has a garage and the wife come in to say, no, I want to fix my car. Just because a person is your wife, she should wait while you are dealing with other clients. Let us operate at that standard, because if you learn from the best, you'll be able to understand that consistency build things and standard of operation build things. But that small emotions that we are playing with, it will be the end of us. And it must really be looked at from both perspectives to say, as far as we speak about supporting of domestic businesses, as far as we speak about supporting of our friends' businesses, are our friends also giving us quality services? Are our partners also giving us quality services when they enter into businesses? Because that is the standard should be operated. Because the problem that we have in Namibia is standard rules. Standard rules. There is the thing which is happening in the informal sector to say, no, just because it's you, I can give you this one for how much. Just because of it's you, I can assist you here. It must not be like that. It must be standard of operation. A client came treated as a client. Unless there are really circumstances that you really see and also can be able also to tell the situation of an individual. But you must minus that from your business, or you are doing a special. There's a difference. You can't just be standing. You can't be a stone. But there's a difference between giving a special and giving out all your things. Because we see a lot of people with so good hearts, they lost the businesses. A lot of people with good hearts. There was an IT guy when we were at university. He was at the hostel. He was our friend, and I think we did not do him good, because every time we have a software need to be installed, every time we have games to be put in, every time we have something technical, we go to him. But instead of giving this person money, we take him out and buy him food. But we realize to say, no, this guy does not need food. He at least needs respect and pay. Then we start to say, no. The thing that we are doing is not good. This guy is hustling. He must do the same. But the interesting story is that after we set that standard, what he did is that the girlfriend, and now every time she's bringing laptops, even which are not hers. You know, there's always this thing, the boyfriend is fixing laptops, and he's an IT student. And every time the guy just fixing and asking, so you are doing very well, how is business? No, this one is brought my girlfriend, apparently it's for the cousin and all this thing. And end up paying nothing to none. Wasting of time, wasting of energy. You do not know. And we start realizing to say, no, this is not correct. It's not correct at all. Set that standard. Then it started hardening up after, you know, things have already got worse. But even if you set that precedence of saying you accept because you have a safe heart, then money will not come to you. And money will not come to us. It's not only about money, it's also about the standard that we set. That's why today we are saying the operation must be both ways. The way we treat our friends when they have businesses must be different. We must also be able to differentiate between clients and the personal relationship. Just because your girlfriend is selling at the bar doesn't mean that you should be there and drinking every day. You are unprofessional, you are distracting, and you are destroying the business of that person. And we don't say these things. Just because your boyfriend is a barber doesn't mean that you must be in that salon every day. You are distracting, you are making a guy losing focus, and you are not good for business. At least you support, at least bring clients. I'm not saying you should not show up. Just because your guy is an IT technician doesn't mean that every cousin of yours must bring those devices to be fixed for free. That is the end of business. So, when we are speaking at business and economic segment today, we are speaking on the context that we need to change. Especially from the domestic operation, we really need to change as Namibians. Black businesses in particular. Because that one I have experience with it. Just because you have a guy who is selling goats doesn't mean that every
Pogora okuhinga wari kohiodungo, pehajo kuhinga wuri kohiodungo. Pogora okuhinga onda pojiyuthwa, pehajo kuhinga onda poyapitirira. Pogora okutagurukira pomatagurukiro, pehajo kupita owarasha mpoka. Pogora ishewe okurundura omataera we, pehajo kukutu. Pogora okuninga shukasho mojira mopatevetu, eto kupita omwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
So, what will your friends think if you show up at school with a brand new 10th gen iPad? TopScore Instant is making back to school in 2026 the coolest thing ever, giving away unbelievable prizes. To win one of 8 iPads or a weekly stationery voucher worth 1,000 Namibian dollars, simply buy a 1kg or 2kg TopScore Instant from any store nationwide and SMS Instant to 2442. Competition ends 31 March 2026. T's and C's apply. TopScore, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Every guy who is selling goats doesn't mean that every December you are the one who is put at the front. You are destroying the market. And people don't say these things. You are destroying the market. Why do you have to be sent so that you can go and sell? It looks like a clever trick to say every town I know somebody, and if you want to buy something, give me the money. Yes, it may look like you are building that relationship, but failing to understand that that person lose standard, that person is losing the differentiation between a personal relation and a business relation. You know, you have seen that the more, I started believing that there's a research I have done, it's just a personal research. The more a person has experience, particularly in the transportation business, the more a person has experience in that business, the more tougher he become, because he dealt with hither and thither. Because that person dealt with all the tricks, because that person has something that the society wants. And the first person to destroy the wealth of that person is family, is friends, people across associate, is lovers. A more experienced driver, taxi driver, a bus driver who understand the business will not be smiling with all the beautiful ladies, because you know by the time you reach the destination she will just jump out. I'm not saying you must not be generous, but if you are smiling with every beautiful lady entering the bus, then by the end of the month in terms of your revenue, you are not going to be as it has been expected you to be. The more a person is experienced in Kapana business, is the more also he becomes tougher and understand that not everybody who can come and just eat for free. We know these things because we are in the...